So, here we are in your bedroom. Finally. I've been waiting for this all night. And I've been waiting for this night all week. You know, I've heard so many things about you. Things that couldn't possibly be true. But things that turn me on. Things that touch me so deeply. Things that I've been laying awake at night thinking about you. You know what I'm talking about? Is it true? I'll have to find out for myself. It'll be my pleasure. Get on that bed. Alright, let me unzip your jeans. Remove that underwear. Oh, baby. This looks promising. It looks like you're semi-hard already. Let me lick you. I've been waiting all day for this. To take that gorgeous, glistening head inside my mouth. To suck it so hard. To get you not only fully erect, but throbbing with intensity and anticipation. I can feel it as I slowly lick your entire length. And kiss it. You're as hard now as you've ever been. But I'll keep wheedling out even more excitement. I'm so into you that I almost forget what I wanted to find out. Slowly, it happens. What I wanted so badly to be true. You fit in my mouth for now. But as I suck, I can feel it slowly stretching inside me. Like an erection that doesn't know how to quit. Taking seconds, but feeling like hours. Making me wet with anticipation, getting thicker and longer. to the point where I can't take you in my mouth any longer. Honey, you're just too big. Too big for my mouth. So I have to let you out of it reluctantly. I have to take a few seconds to get over the shock and catch my breath. I look at you for the first time since it started. I'm full of awe, and I think you can tell. To think you can really do what you shouldn't be able to. Somehow you are. And I get to see it. To feel it. Touch it. My expression melts into a wide grin. I start giggling. And I see your cock, and I see perfectly well how you've grown, how that can't fit in any mouth. I see how majestic you're becoming. My desire to feel you and pleasure you finally wins over my shock at the sexy visuals in front of me. Oh, I return to your head to lick it. And it shudders vividly. I help by wrapping my hand around it and start stroking it, even as I attack your head, licking it and sucking it. But you're still growing, not only longer, but also thicker, as my hand traces your shaft up and down. It feels the blood pumping into your veins. Feels the gradual expansion, feels you splaying my fingers apart. Your cock is slowly unraveling my grip. You're getting so thick, I can't reach around you. But as if to make up for it, you're now so long that I can put my other hand around it just above my first hand. They can both circle your shaft. Or try to, anyway. I can pump it up and down. And there's just so much of your wonderful cock at this point that they don't run out of shaft, even as I get into it. At this point, I don't even have to lean down to lick you anymore. tongue is feeling smaller and smaller compared to your head. I find myself taking advantage of it. Really digging into your slit, and you really like that. I'll have to hang on to your enormous cock to really focus to keep licking that slit. It flails wildly, like a spooked stallion, not sure where it wants to go, a danger to everything around it. Except for me. I hold on valiantly, I keep licking, and eventually I tame the beast, rewarded with rich flows of pre-cum, gushing out anew. It looks as though you've stopped, at least for the moment. I continue licking you. And continue my feeble attempts to encircle you. By now, it takes both of my hands to do so. After minutes have gone by, I look up from it. Unwillingly, I'll admit. I locate your gaze, and I meet it. I don't know how this works, if you can do this every time. With every girl. If this happens in the shower. If it gets this big when you please yourself. If you wake up like this. All I know is that your look hits me so deep inside. Our eyes lock for a long moment. Our smiles widen, sliver by sliver, as you realize there's nothing I would rather experience than this. Breaking our silent link, you tell me that I'm the first to accept you for who you are. To keep at it, not to be freaked out. Your words melt my heart, but also make my pussy wet in an unknowingly desperate attempt by my own body to enable me to take you inside, a pleasantly hopeless prospect at this point. I imagine how it would look and feel, and the thought of the visuals make me tingle as well as smile. My reverie is broken as I realize that I've still been pumping you. And the way I realize is that your wide, pleasant smile gives way for deeper moans than you've offered so far. You let me know that you're about to come. My fingers feel your shaft flexing and pulsing, and your moans escalate. I separate my grip and stroke you with both hands, each on a separate part of your shaft, I'll do make your imminent release more pleasurable. As you near the crest of your wave, you shut your eyes in bliss. You bite your lip. You groan deeply. You yell out your approval. You warn me that it's about to happen any second now. I catch your eye. And teasingly, I put my face right in front of your enormous head, licking you in the slit one more time. I notice that your eyes open widely, and your smile broadens, and then everything goes white. I'm knocked back onto the bed by your considerable momentum. And after I find my bearings, my fingers cleaning a slot for my eyes to look through, and my mouth being unable to resist tasting your delicious cum, I look up from my prone position to see a splatter on the ceiling, beginning to drip near the edges, but continuously replenished by new spurts. I watch in amazement for a few seconds until I follow the source of the spurts down to your considerable cock, your loins, and your upper body is covered with drizzle, both from recoil and from drips from the ceiling. I get up on all fours, round your cock, and bend over to lick up the drops covering you. You look down at me with lust-filled eyes, occasionally interrupted by groans of pleasure as you keep issuing more of your seed. After a few more seconds, your power wanes enough that one load splashes on my bare back as we both laugh. I sit up and fall backwards onto the linens, rubbing off on them, letting them absorb as much as they can. Then, just as your cock is about to stop spurting, I raise myself, cover the area around the slit with my mouth, and take your final rounds, swallowing to keep up. As you sigh a deep sigh of relief, I lick the cum from the head of your dick. And survey the scene around me, trying to work out for how long I'd have to go to clean your shaft alone. As I finish with your head, I look toward you. I see your contented, wide grin. I let go of your dick and I feel the air as it crashes. Still engorged, but no longer supported against the bed, producing a large thump and making you shiver with pleasure. I move towards you and I kiss you. And I let you know how amazing you were, how blessed you are, how you should cherish having such a gift. As you kiss me back and start telling me how you've longed for someone accepting you like I did. How no one has ever caused you as much pleasure. How you admired my performance. And how you can't imagine anything sexier. I think back to when we just entered the room. To when I woke up this morning. To when I set up this date. To when I first heard about you and your gifts. My heart beats faster. A warmth spreads across my body. And I savor the thought that for once, something that I thought was too good to be true and could never happen really did happen. And it happened to me.